numbers or whatever. All right, yes, please.
All right. 6:53, we are always delighted to talk to 2nd District Congressman and future President of Baseball Operations for the Red Sox, Joe Courtney. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, the Yankees may be looking for somebody.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm going to get a lot of that because I throw that crap around, so I deserve it.
Right.
Let's first off talk about the death of one of your beloved colleagues earlier this week, Elijah Cummings.
Yeah, I'll tell you, first of all, it was shocking news. He'd been battling a pretty serious health condition, but
right. On
Friday he had told Speaker Pelosi he'd be back in 2 weeks after a procedure. His whole family, everybody, just completely...
God.
Caught off totally guard by this. And the reaction was quite extraordinary. We had eulogy speeches in the floor of the House. Kevin McCarthy in the Republican side gave absolutely brilliant speech and just really captured what a special guy he was. I mean, he had this sort of inner dignity and integrity that, everyone, acknowledged. Trey Gowdy wrote a beautiful eulogy for him, just to give you a flavor of just how widespread, people's regard for him
and
was.
Of course,
and
a lot of people were dreading to see.
It's a terrible loss.
A lot of people were dreading to see what the president would tweet out, but apparently his was also reasonably eloquent.
Yeah, he behaved himself, and the stories about him during the riots in Baltimore, where he would drive from the Capitol every night with a bullhorn and walk the streets, telling kids
to go home. Pretty gutsy. Pretty gutsy.
No, and he didn't sleep. I mean, really, for literally weeks. And you could see it on the floor. The guy was just, sleepwalking practically. But, he was, again, he wasn't just a D.C. politician. I mean, he was somebody that back home was just, just an incredibly highly regarded person. So,
God bless him.
Big shoes to fill. Whoever, takes over that committee, I'll tell you.
Well, it's really sad, and he really was an icon in many ways. And even if you disagreed with the guy, he was decent. You know what I'm saying? He was a decent man. I want to talk about HR3 real quick.
Yeah, could you talk about that for us, Congressman?
So, look, at the biggest issue last year in the election, and both sides acknowledged, this president actually acknowledged, is just that prescription drug costs are just totally out of control. We're not even talking about the new specialty drugs that are coming out the market. We're talking insulin, stuff that's been off patent for years and years. And, in this country, the consumer, the patient is pretty much alone in terms of negotiating with drug manufacturers. The bill basically says we're going to use the bulk purchase, leverage to get a better price. There's a minimum sort of floor above the international price index. So we will still be paying probably more than any other country.
But not as much. More.
But the CBO estimated that Medicare would save $350 billion, in their score. And that's just Part D. It didn't even include Part B, which also pays for prescription drugs. The bill also extends to commercial health plans. And, AHIP, which is the a trade association for the insurance companies, actually gave a very positive reaction to the bill when it first came out. So basically, a health plan like Travelers or WTIC or whatever could also benefit from that same negotiated price. If an employer says, no, we think we can do better, they can opt out. I mean, no one's forcing anyone to do anything here. And I checked with the Connecticut Insurance Department. The last rate increases that came out, the premium dollar that anyone pays now for a health plan in Connecticut, 23% now is consumed by prescription drugs. That's larger than doctors, hospitals, is a component of healthcare spending. It was 15% back in 2010. So this thing is on a trajectory that something's got to happen here. And so we reported the bill out of committee yesterday, which I sit on, education and labor, because we cover ERISA, the private health part of the market. A parallel committee, energy and commerce, was working to do the same. We're hoping to have a vote, certainly by the beginning of November. The president, every time he campaigned, said he believed in bulk purchase negotiation. I mean, it's really just common sense. The VA does it. Large health plans are able to do it to some degree. And but as I said, the initial scores from CBO and the initial analysis is very promising. And and that's what, there's obviously all the other drama going on, and it's important, but you know, we got to walk and chew gum at the same
Thank
time to get important
Thank you.
Taken care of.
Much like our philosophy here, Joe, we always try to walk and chew gum at the same time.
And sometimes it's really
sometimes
difficult.
Not really successful. So, all right, Congressman, thanks for the time. Enjoy the weekend and enjoy your Astros win over the Yankees.
Okay.
Thank you. See you later.
Hey, Joe. We love Joe Courtney. He's really good.
Yeah, we like
him. Friendly, good guy.